Simon Kof Halacha Chaf Aleph. Hargas and Nevesh Remezev, a Kohen intentionally killed someone. I feel also true, even if he did Tshuva, like Yusuf Kapov, he should not say Berchus Kehana. Vimharg Vishkago, if he killed unintentionally, also Tshuva, and he did Tshuva, no, he says Kapov, then he can Duchun. This is learned from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ufarsachem, Kapechem, Alam, Enei Mikem, Yedechem, Damim, Maleu. And when you spread your hands, I will hide my eyes from you, your hands are full of blood. In the context of this halacha, the pasuk is understood as follows. Spreading your hands to say Birchas Kehana is not acceptable if your hands are full of blood. Likewise, a mumar who did tshuva, Noses Kapov, can't say Birchas Kehana. Nasa Grusha, a chalutza, a kohen who married a grusha, a divorcee, or a chalutza, Ashenidma Lames, or allowed himself to come tame. Mace, also like Tommy Elov, or of someone to whom he was usher to be Matame too, La Yisus Kapa should not say Birchas Kehanim. Achi Asa Tshuva until he does Tshuva. Al Pi Tamachacham, through Tamachacham. Mishar Averis, and someone who's over on other Averis, A Moinim and Sias Kapayim, does not qualify a Kain from saying Birchas Kehanim. Cholol, Eino Nesias Kapa, a Cholol may not say Birchas Kehanim. A cholol is a child born to a kohen from a union with a woman, specifically usher to the kohen. Halacha chaf beis. Ein oinein says kapov, an oinein may not say berchus kehanim. Vavol tech yud beis chodesh, and an avol within 12 months. Al aviv imoy, the passing of his father and mother. Oy tech shloshim al shar krayvim, or within the 30 days of another karav. Ein oinein says kapov, does not say berchus kehanim. Tzarach lotzin beis aknesu kadam etzei, has to go out of the shul before it say ad achin nesis kapayim until after duchening. If there are no two other kohanim, if there are not two other kohanim in the shul, mutalav elisas kapov, a avol is allowed to duchen. Tarchiyot beis chodesh within 12 months. Alav of imav. Tarchsheshim al shar krayvim, and within 30 days on his other krayvim. Al tarchshiva, or within 7 days, you're going to cover meister beregel. Let's say his relative died on the regel. Afil min sham shnei kohanim achirim. If there are no two other kohanim in elisas kapov, he's not allowed to duchen. Halach simin kof alav din hachanam yantuf rishon yantuf sheni or lachol. The halach is regarding preparing on the first day of yantuf for the second day of yantuf or for a weekday. Halacha alef kol hamlachs on teres alasim yantuf omlachs that are mutar on yantuf is that dafkol tzarach leisa yom are permitted only if it's done for that day of yantuf. Avol lachom yom alef liyom sheni to prepare from the first day to the next day. Afilu rosh hashanah even on rosh hashanah mikol shkin lachol liyom chol. And certainly to perform halacha on yantif for a weekday, aser is aser. Ach, however, im hutzarech lavash shabbos v'al yom, if he has to cook today, mutul lekachas keder yosu gedoy lo, he can take a bigger pot, lemalas oisai basar kayyotze boy, and fill it with meat or something similar. Afal pish and hutzarech hayom kol kach, even though he does not need all of it today, yosu gam leilo or lemacher, and then he may leave over the extra meat for the night or the next day. Odafka b'tavash keder mutar, this is permitted only with a dish cooked in a pot, because the dish is tastier when a large amount of meat is cooked together. As long as he doesn't say expressly, that the leftover is for that night, or for tomorrow. Rather, he should cook without any comment expressed. However, with regard to other kinds of preparations of food, where added food does not improve the entire dish, it's also to add when it's something that entails some tircha, and adding an additional food. That is, one who's roasting meat on a spit on the fire may not add meat to the spit if it's needed only for the evening. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah writes that one may add meat on the spit before placing it on the fire, as when he is roasting it all out in one act. Or similarly, when cooking water, one may not add water if it's needed only for the evening. It involves extra effort. Since the water being cooked for today is not enhanced by the added water, if it does not involve extra effort, it's mutter. For example, one may fill up a large pot of water from the sink at one time and put the entire pot on the fire, even though he added some water for the next day. Once the pot's on the fire, however, it's usher to add water to it.